football, soccer teams, and enterprises have found in the American market an attractive field to expand their brands and profits. Among the growing hotspots is Phoenix, which this Thursday will host a friendly match between Mexico's Club America and UK's Manchester United. But how will this game benefit the teams, the organizers, and the city? From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Rodrigo Cervantes reports.
Some Mexicans say there's two kinds of soccer fans locally, those who hate Club America and those who love it. Playing for an amateur league in Mexico City is one of the latter, 15-year-old Julio Rodrigo Muñoz.
Para mí es un deporte, para mí es un sueño, una tradición también. Para mí es todo.
He says soccer for him is everything, a sport, a dream, a tradition. Like many families in Mexico, rooting for his team is hereditary. But soccer passion is not only inherited, it migrates. And Charlie Stilitano is aware of that and its potential. He is executive chairman and co-founder of Relevant, the sports and entertainment company that will bring Club America to Phoenix.
You know, I'm a son of an immigrant, and, you know, typically that's how we would identify ourselves, right? By our soccer culture.
The soccer culture brought by immigrants is translating into more business and more fans.
Well, it's billions of dollars, I'm sure. That from what I understand, there's about 25 million participants.
Stilitano says soccer has become the number two most preferred sport by young Americans. That's attracting companies like Fox, which paid $500 million for the TV rights of three World Cups.
It's the only country in the world that can sell both English language rights and Spanish language rights.
And who's leading the soccer ratings in the U.S.? The Mexican League. And that's why it makes sense to bring teams like America to the U.S. fields. Andy Gorchov is the general manager of University of Phoenix Stadium, where the UK's Manchester United will face Club America. He recognizes the importance of the local Latino fans.
Any game that involves the Mexican national team or the first division team, it's definitely much more than just an event.
Gorchov says international sports events boost the local economy by bringing fans from the state and beyond. According to an ASU School of Business study, last year's Final Four basketball match left a $324 million economic impact in Phoenix.
When it comes to bringing in these mega events and these major events, it is truly a regional partnership approach.
Mauricio Culebro is the operations president for Club America. He sees opportunities in the growth of soccer in the U.S. as well as in the strong spending power from the Latino community. America estimates to have 6 million fans in the U.S.
So right now for us, it's more about starting to grow the fan base. The next step will be try to generate revenue.
Culebro says friendly matches like the one in Phoenix help them promote the team, while sponsorships bring revenue.
We want to partner with the important brands. We have a deal with Toyota in the U.S., and that's the type of deals we need.
And Culebro says there's something else that Club America wants to do: change its reputation.
We want to be the team that everybody loves and not the team that everybody hates. But at the end of the day, we have our history, and that's part of who we are.
Back on the amateur field in Mexico City, Julio Rodrigo Muñoz is also concerned on reputation matters, but not from his team, from his country. The student says issues like the border wall and trade tensions are not good at all. But thinks that his beloved sport can teach a good lesson.
Que seamos iguales, no más que nada.
He says soccer, as in life, business, or politics, styles change, but we are all equal at the end. Rodrigo Cervantes, KJZZ News, Mexico City.